This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Kenny Wade to get a score! Kenny Wade is going to score!
What an opportunity.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
Football's football. There's one way to get better at it. What an opportunity.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
You can sleep when you die.
We just rolled, brother.
Well, my.
They're doo-doo.
They're doo-doo also.
Let's find more subs. Yeah. Let's do that.
I mean, just stupid. What an idiot.
What? Well, I don't get they rain, they ain't cold, but they're...
I'm very confident.
Yeah. Nice to have you along.
Yeah.
Running behind.
How do you think old George Kleofkoff's doing?
Probably fine.
He got a bunch of money. He's doing fine. Yeah.
Maybe not how he's doing, but what he's doing.
Sitting on a bunch of money. He's probably consulting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
He's got his hands. He's like Mike Barrett. He's got his hands in a lot of different cookie jars.
Yeah, whenever you ask like what they're doing, you're like, I don't know, stuff.
Showing up to a lot of conference rooms wearing a lot of sport coats.
Yeah. Right. Looking casually retired.
You know, but collecting like, a check nonetheless.
Yeah, not like full-on suit, but retired / in-between jobs.
Cocktail
maybe
attire.
T-shirt with a sport coat. Maybe tan.
It's like we run into our old boss, Tim McNamara.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Touchdown, Timmy.
Talks about like there's a lake house involved, you know. Spent some time, you know, playing pickleball. It's doing good.
Well, Coors Light is changing its name.
What?
I know, right? Why would they do that, you ask?
Yeah.
Well, because they're desperate for sales.
Isn't Coors Light, like, one of the highest-selling beers?
Well, I was reading a thing the other day that beer sales all across the country are down, and it's not a good time to be in the beer industry.
Really?
I mean, this was one article.
Okay.
But they were talking about how people's habits and the young's habits have changed, and beer isn't quite where it was. It's just not where it was.
Okay.
It kind of feels like from the outside looking in that hard seltzers are kind of killing beer a little bit. So is wine. So is hard alcohol. Like
non-alcoholic
people
drinks.
People in general just seem like the beer is the last alcoholic beverage they're choosing.
I do see a lot of people, even when I'm out at the bars, I do see a lot of people drinking canned
yeah
White Claws.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think, you know, it's different. The Youngs, they're different. Yeah. And look, we're sponsored by Pub Beer here, okay?
Absolutely.
So we love beer, and you guys love beer, but let's call it spade a spade. The world's changing. Mm. So beer companies have to adapt. They have to, you know, they have to keep up.
Sure.
Make new products, bring new marketing ideas. You know, you got to... It's no different than any other business.
Yeah, it's just when you love something, it's always weird to hear that it's like it's struggling because, shocking, I do drink a lot of beer. And so the idea that like beer is, I'm like, what? What do you mean beer struggling? And I would see like, I could see like the really craft high-end beers, but American classics, some Coors Lights, well, maybe some Rainier, some Pub, I would think that that's right in the meaty part of the wheelhouse.
Let's not say struggling.
Yeah.
Let's just say... sales numbers are going down.
Sure.
I wouldn't say they're struggling. I mean, their beer flies off the shelves. It's just, it's not the same percentages as last year.
Right.
And the year before that. And you know, working at Odyssey, you know, every year has to be better than the year before.
That is true.
And if you have a good quarter, they're like, great, now do this number the next quarter.
Yeah, my buddy who owns a liquor store, he talks about this, that like they'll get pressure from... brand manufacturers to push a certain brand, and it's usually like stuff goes in cycles. Like he'll say for a while, for a number of years, believe it or not, Fireball was like huge. Like they couldn't, it flew off the shelves. Everyone wanted Fireball, and it just doesn't really sell well anymore. And so all of the manufacturer or the distributors now are like, why that push Fireball? And he's like, people just, it's not cool anymore. And then for a while, like Kettle One was a big deal, and now it's Tito's. That it just it goes, and once something gets deemed by the Youngs as
the kids,
it's not the thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's really hard to rally that.
You know, a lot of the Youngs are not drinking very much. They just
moved to weed.
Well, I think weed is a thing. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Is how much much has the cannabis affected alcohol sales? I'm guessing. It's not marginal.
No, because I do know people that choose not. They'll say, yeah, I don't really drink, but I love the weed.
So anyway, well, now that we're way behind, let's take a break. And when we come back, I'll tell you what Coors Light is doing.
Now, my banquet is staying same,
yeah,
I hope,
look,
right?
Look, I'll just tell you, this is just a marketing thing, and it won't last long. So don't fret.
Yeah, if you change, well, I don't care about Coors Light, but if you mess with the banquet, if you mess with the Yellow Jacket, we're going to have problems.
So that's next on The Fan. All right. Well, Coors Light, you know, you got to get cheeky. Got to bring the marketing. And you tell me if you think this is a good marketing campaign. But Coors Light, as I mentioned, is changing its name. It will only be temporary. And
so it's just for like a month or something?
And it is on, it will be, you'll be able to see it soon at retailers where they're, the Coors Light, the, we all know what it looks like. You got the mountains on there.
Yeah, the silver bullet.
Yeah.
The
silver bullet. It will no longer say Coors Light. It will say Monday's Light.
Huh? What am I missing? Monday Night Football's... over?
No.
Monday's Light?
Monday's Light.
Monday's Light. Are we doing a case of the Mondays?
Yes. That's exactly what they're doing. And really? they are it's around the Super Bowl, and they are
they are
calling it the worst Monday of the year.
Oh.
The day after the Super Bowl.
All right.
Since football season is over.
You're already feeling crappy and hungover. Just drink a little more.
You know
more.
What? Dare I say, I thought that when you first said that, I was like, what am I missing?
You're okay with it.
I'm all right with
you're
that.
You're okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Case of the Mondays.
Mondays Light.
After the Super Bowl? All right. I'll buy that.
Well, they're hoping the Mondays Light packaging spurs renewed interest. Sales of Coors Light surged in 2023 following the Bud Light debacle, but have since softened amid a broader weakness in beer sales as Americans cut back their spending.
Yeah, Bud Gay really gave people opportunities.
It sure did.
In fact, Bud Light was like the number one beer forever, and it's not anymore. It's Modelo.
Too woke.
Yeah, the top 10 beers.
Go woke, go broke.
For 2024, Modelo Especial was number one. Bud Gay is back to being Bud Light. They spent a bunch of money and got like, they're the official beer of UFC. And even Kid Rock is back to drinking Bud Light. So apparently Bud Light's fine again. And then Michelob Ultra. Boy, I can't get on board with Michelob Ultra. I don't.
It's like water.
Well,
it's not even drinking, really.
Exactly. Like,
it's like beer for the ultra marathoner or something.
Well, it's the idea, and their whole thing is like it's like 90 calories. Dude, if you're drinking beer and you're
there's super, nothing in it,
get out of here. And then so what, Coors Light is number four. So it's the fourth highest selling beer in the country.
So what they did was they put out a series of ads, including a billboard in Times Square that misspelled the word refreshment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spelled refreshment. Okay.
What?
Okay. So they put out a billboard and a series of ads.
Sure.
That misspelled the word refreshment. And it's spelled refreshment.
Refreshment? Like they're putting weed in it?
I mean, it's R-E-F-E-R-S-H-M-E-N-T. Well, they're blaming that. So everybody's like, hey, dummies, you misspelled refreshment. Bleh. And they're like, yeah, we have a case of the Mondays.
Fat, uneducated beer!
So they said, Coors Light wants to thank everyone for letting us know about the errors. Very chill of you. Mondays, am I right?
I'm back to hating this.
The inception of the idea was fine. This is a little try-hard.
I thought it was fun at first, and I'm back to thinking this is stupid. Give me a pub beer. Give me some cheap fun.
Well, a case of the Mondays, of course, coming from Office Space.
Yeah.
1999.
Sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays. That's classic.
You do here.
You're doing nostalgia. I'm like, all right, but that stupid misspelled thing, get out of here.
Well, they're now, you'll be seeing them advertising during the Super Bowl with the big hot ad.
Yeah.
And they will not reveal what's in it. But
maybe it'll be a good ad. I saw that State Farm spent all this money filming an ad with Schwarzenegger, and they had to yank it.
Yeah, it was a follow-up from one they did with him last year, like a part two.
Yeah. Why? Well, insurance and the fires. And
they're not being looked at in the most favorable light.
I think insurance companies right now are just ducking. You got Luigi. The California fire is up to $250 billion.
Well, and State Farm specifically was accused of taking fire coverage out of, thousands and thousands of people's home claims.
So I just think...
Hey, they've been put on notice, man.
I mean, they're saying that, this L.A. fire may... I mean, this may be a fundamental change in insurance companies that, this could be one of those turning points where people finally say enough's enough, and which means nothing.
What does that mean? I mean, I've said enough's enough, but there's nothing I can do.
And that's kind of my point, is there's a lot of big talk right now, but...
What are you going to do?
Exactly. Hold some people accountable.
Force some legislation that nobody can agree on.
Government involved?
Government? You got faith in that?
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
I can't wait to hear the stories.
I love cows.
About how bad people in this fire are going to get screwed over by the insurance companies. And I would like to state for the record, once again, I'm not in favor of that CEO guy getting shot and killed. That's not a good way to handle it. But if you have an industry and one of the titans of your industry gets murdered in broad daylight and the entire country goes, I can see that, you probably should start rethinking the way you're doing business. And if you end up jobbing everyone out of their money on this L.A. fire, which I can imagine that that's going to happen, it might stoke some, let's take to the street sort of thing.
USA! USA!
Well,
USA!
That is a case of the Mondays.
I was going to say, yeah. Sounds like they all have a case of the Mondays. They need Mondays light.
Yeah. Someone's asking where Schmitz Gay is on that list. I drink a nice cold Schmitz Gay. Remember that SNL ad?
Yeah, I do.
But you don't drink much beer anymore, do you?
I never drink.
Yeah, beer. You're not a beer guy.
I told you though, I have Michelob Ultra in my in my.
Yeah, you
fridge.
Just acquired some, right?
Well, people in town for Christmas, they brought it over to drink, and they didn't drink it all. So I don't know how long that will sit in there, but it will be years if it's up to me.
If someone brought Michelob Ultra to my house, I'm pretty sure I would ask why.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if that's what they want to drink, I don't care. If you leave it, I mean, the chances of me ever cracking that are next to none. Yeah. Maybe after a hot day and I've golfed and I want to sit outside, maybe I'll crack a Michelob Ultra. But boy, That's a very specific scenario.
I don't know if I've ever had a Michelob Ultra.
And then I'll take a swig and immediately regret cracking the Michelob Ultra. And so I, there's like 10 cans in there. You guys want Michelob? Do you want me to bring it to you? Do you guys want it?
I mean, it's free beer. I would take that.
The answer to that
question actually, that's not true. I wouldn't take any free beer. I would take that.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it to Buck.
I'll bring it.
The answer to that is no. This is like when Joe Fisher was scrounging those used golf balls. The way you looked at those used golf balls, that's the way I look.
You don't want my non-used Michelob Ultras?
Yeah.
They're cold.
No. Yes. What's a case of Michelob Ultra? Like $7? I'm good.
I don't know. That's a good question.
And it's weird. Like, I have an irrational judgment towards certain beers. And I love, I just love the easy drinking dad beers. Love them. Pub beer, Rainier, Hams. I don't really like Coors Light. I do love the Banquet. That's one of my favorites.
High Life?
Yeah, I'll love a High Life. High Lifes are great. I'll tell you what. You show up to a party with a 12er of High Life in the glass bottles.
Champagne and beers.
People will be like, yeah, that's... Show up with High Life and then show up with Michelob Ultra and tell me which one of those is more popular.
Yeah, I'd prefer High Life, Isaac. Can you give me some of that?
I don't have any of that in my fridge.
Well.
Sorry.
But you show up, like, you show up with a Michelob Ultra. And also, like, if you show up with, like, a natural ice, you show up with a Busch Light. We're like, what are we doing here, people? Like, no.
Well, look, I mean...
Ha!
It just means you're from a different area.
Yeah.
And it really does. A lot of rural America drinks that stuff. I grew up on it.
Yeah. The most shocking thing that I've ever seen is my buddy's dad, who's a really wealthy financial planner guy, super successful, showed up at his house once, like on the river, pool overlooking, you know, dynamite spread. And the only beer in his fridge, the only one, and it was stocked, top to bottom, Bud Light Lime.
What?
Threw me for an absolute loop. Because it's like, what? It's the outdoor fridge at the pool, just sweet built-in barbecue, awesome party pad. I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this. He's like, you want a beer? I'm like, you know I do. Hot day, go to open the fridge, Bud Light Lime.
Where's he from? Originally,
I think he's from around here.
Is he?
Yeah, he lives in Georgia now. He moved.
Well, there you go, right there.
And I would like to believe that he's no longer drinking Bud Light Lime, but
you ever been to Georgia?
No.
See what they drink down there?
Are they Bud Light Lime?
Dude, it's all those beers. Like the idea of craft beer down there is not. It's a different world. It really is. People think, oh, the South's so different. It's way different than you. If you got to go there,
yeah.
I'm telling you. So we went to the Masters, right?
Yeah.
And so we drove through a lot of rural Georgia because we didn't stay in Augusta because the hotels are all booked. So we stayed in another town. So you have to drive over. Okay. So we stop in this town, Lake Town, and we stop and just get something to eat. And there's nothing good to eat. It's just, it's all crap.
It is
but
what it is.
Whatever. So we go into this bar / sports restaurant place, and the lady says, you're not from around here. And we're like, well, how could you tell? And she said, well, you all have glasses. There are three of us. We all three had glasses on.
Okay.
And
scene's not a thing in the South?
That's what we said. We looked at each other like, oh, all right. Well, what does that mean? She's like, well, you all are from L.A., aren't you?
Pseudoscience of optometry.
She's like, you all are from L.A. And we were like, L.A.? What do you... Why do you say that? Well, you have fancy glasses.
Fancy glasses?
And, of course, we told her we were from Oregon. She's like, well, you know, to her, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
But it's a whole different... And
meanwhile, not even remotely the same as L.A., Oregon.
No, but it is to them.
Which is crazy!
And everything on the menu is deep fried. Like, they give you, like, 8 pounds of food, and it's all deep fried crap.
Yeah.
But...
Then you get a Bud Light.
So if you go in, so then you're a little LA boy with your little glasses. You order a salad. They laugh at you. Like it is exactly what you think.
I love the fact that you wore glasses and were profiled.
Yeah, big time profile,
bitch.
Big time profile. We look like. I think we look like hippies. You know, we all have beards and glasses. And
I just love the idea that scene somehow is viewed.
Yeah.
It's a left-wing sort of propaganda thing.
But anyway, you order beer. Look at the beers down there. Yeah. Dude, it's all this crap.
Yeah. It's Bud Light.
A little like, smug and snarky with your corrected vision.
You want a pale ale?
Yeah, someone say East Coast, Sam Adams is their Bud Light. I could see that. A lot of Sam Adams back there. I know Heineken and like Blue Moon.
Pennsylvania does a lot of Yingling.
Yeah. I remember once we were traveling somewhere for the show and Rob asked to see what craft beers they had and they threw out Blue Moon.
Well, that's a very Midwest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember telling you that story of the going to back to Kansas City for the World Series. I hadn't been back in a long time. And I went to the bar to get a beer, mm-hmm. and that was the best beer that they had on tap at the stadium. Was Blue Moon. I'm like, what do you got? Oh, well.
Yeah, Blue Moon.
You got all these crappy Coors products, but hey, we've got Blue Moon here for you.
I like sometimes
for you fancy types.
I do like when you go to like a concert and like the Bud Margarita ones, like in a can, like the people are buying those. Go to a nice country show, they only usually offer like one or two things, and a lot of times they're just, you're like, how? But I guess you're in an event, and you know, hey, people need a buzz, so this'll do.
Yeah, you just forget, like, we are in a bubble.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
And we're way up here, and so it's hard to get out to those types of places, but when you go, you are instantly reminded,
They're there.
Yeah. Different.
You and your you're not from around here with them glasses.
Optically profiled.
I love that happened.
Yeah. She was nice. I don't want to say that she was, but that's what she said about. Yeah, you guys aren't from around here. I care about
seeing things, preppy little bitch
little
boy.
Gay boy glasses.
That's so good.
All right, Falconer News. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, I got to tell you about the Team Falconer who got fired.
Yeah, let's talk about penis enlargement.
Yeah, his name is... this guy's name is Juan Burnaby. Mm-hmm. Probably not pronouncing that right. But
probably not, but we get
this. This is a team called Lazio. They are in Rome. They are an Italian soccer club.
They're in the top league, I think.
Yeah, they are a professional soccer club. They have a falconer because in Italy, the falcon means something. I don't know.
Represents prosperity.
Hey, can we just say falcons are pretty damn cool? I mean, why wouldn't you want?
Falconing in general seems pretty awesome.
Why wouldn't you want? Like, if I was starting a sports team, and regardless of what my mascot was, if someone was like, would you like a falconer? The answer is yes. Auburn has the damn Tigers. But they have a falconer, War Eagle. I'm sorry, that's cool. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm getting myself an eagle. And then you play the Eagles, and you've got a cooler eagle than they have? Advantage you.
The Wind has a falconer at the pool.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Because they want to keep the birds away from your food and stuff.
Oh, and the falcon like scares off the rats.
Yeah, scares off all the birds.
Pigeons of the sky.
But they put one of those little leather hats on him.
Oh, yeah, the helmet.
Falcon hood.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
And then when they need to, it takes it off and it, you know, cruises around.
Yeah, I don't know. The lady was kind of a bitch about it. Well, I asked her about it. And
I think
she,
they put the helmet on it so that the bird just calms down and it knows, like, it's not time
right.
to go kick
some ass.
Resourceful
little bitch. Yeah, she wasn't having it, so I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
I guess
she's
I don't
a
get
grade
to,
A bitch.
I don't get to talk falcon with the falcon lady, but grade A prime bitch. Anyway, Juan went out and got himself a new penis, which should not be a fireable offense.
I would not think.
Because Suk has already done that.
Well, I'm working on it.
And we have not fired him.
I didn't know it was the thing. I did not know. Like, I thought you only got, like, the artificial penis, like, when yours was broken.
You know, he got a prosthetic.
I did not know that was a thing.
Penile implant.
Had no idea.
Well, is an implant a prosthetic, though, or is that just an enhancement?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. It's called it.
Because, like, if you get boob implants, you're not getting new boobs. You're kind of getting new boobs. You're getting enhanced same boobs.
Those are new boobs.
In this story, they're calling it both ways. So I don't know. But it says that he's a 56-year-old, very roided up, veiny, muscly. Yeah,
he's a high T, bro.
White guy. Yeah. And he loves Mussolini.
It's a great wrinkle to this story.
He posted the photo on his social media of his new penis. And so his social media is private, but the team...
Can I just say...
The team saw it, and they fired him.
The idea that you would, one, brag about your fake penis says something about you, but two, that you would post a photo... Who's posting a photo of their penis?
Mr. Burnaby.
Check out the new goods.
I guess.
He was at the clinic in Rome with his new ween protruding underneath the bed sheet.
Oh, so it wasn't bare. He was doing like a Scooby-Doo ghost penis mystery.
But it was meant to show off the
implied,
goods.
Hey,
you know?
Check out what I got going on. Hey, if you spent all that money, right, wouldn't you... Well, like, how is this any different than if a lady goes and gets new up tops and then takes a big cleavage photo?
Well, I had the same thought. I'm like, is this really a fireable thing? And it was his private social media. But the team said they fired him right away.
I feel this is sexist.
His caption with the photo of his dong was a wonderful operation. Hmm. But the club said it is aware that fans could be disappointed about what happened and the fact that the Eagle will not be there at the home game until they find a new Falconer.
Yeah.
But they said it was unacceptable.
Huh.
And
I don't.
He got turfed.
See, I thought he just took a photo of the penis and put it out there. But he did not.
And now you're depriving the fans of falconry?
I think this story is egregious because, again, if a woman went and got enhancements and then took a photo showing the enhancements in a classy, low-cut dress, which does happen, why else are you getting up tots? There's no way that they would fire her. So why is he being fired for showing off his bulge?
So he went on a podcast.
Of course he did.
Over there. And he had to explain, you know, his big story. So he had to go on there.
Is it possible that he's just a Mussolini right-wing ass, and so they wanted him
to? See, I think that's some of it. Although there are...
They were looking for the opportunity, kind of?
There are some texters who are saying that team is associated with some fascist elements of some things going on in Italy.
So it works hand in hand.
But he told the host of the podcast that he got the surgery done for non-medical reasons. It was purely for sexual gratification. And
I wanted a bigger
love the
dog.
Honesty.
They asked him if he regretted it. He said, I don't regret it. He goes, I grew up in a open-minded family of naturists. I don't understand what's pornographic about it. For me, nudity is normal, and I never regret anything, let alone doing something that has a medical purpose. Mm.
Grew up in a small penis household and just had to change that.
That's really what this boils down to. He grew up with a small penis and he'd had enough. And you make enough money in the falconry game, next thing you know, you're getting a giant dong.
The team said, shocked to see the photographic images and video of Mr. Juan Bernabe and to read the statements that accompanied them. We have stopped with immediate effect all relationship with this person given the seriousness of his behavior, said the club.
I don't get why that's... What's the seriousness of it?
Yeah. Again, I think Buck's onto something. I think that...
They were looking for a reason to can him.
He's been pretty controversial. Apparently, he did a fascist salute a couple of years ago at a game, and he got suspended.
So someone in management's like, you know what? I'm tired of the Falconer being an issue. Can we just get rid of this guy?
Yeah, but and then they say, well, yes, but you have to have a reason. Well, how about this reason? Dong photo. Perfect. Fire.
As if the fascist salute wasn't enough.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dong photo. By the way,
did you say video too?
Yeah, they said video. There must have been a video in there. I don't know. I didn't see that. I haven't seen the... I kind of wanted to see the Wang, because I wanted to see what that looked like. A fake penis, or like a penile implant.
Yeah.
Like, because all I think of is, like, Dirk Diggler, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm a star.
I have looked up, and again, merely for show research purposes.
Boy, you're gonna get spammed. Big time with that.
The algorithm's changing.
Yeah, the algorithm knows you want a fake dong now.
All right, well, I can tell you that there are...
Which you already...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 separate penile surgeries that you can get to enhance your dong.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like he said he got implants. Well, so...
Maybe. Well, it said penile implant.
Okay, so this is, they insert silicone implants, and it doesn't lengthen it, but it gives you girth.
Okay.
You put on white walls. You put on some siding, aluminum siding. There's another one where you cut the ligament attaching the penis to the pelvic bone, thus freeing the dong to hang down further.
Ah.
There's a ligament that cut, but you can experience some inability to raise it. So, but it does lengthen it.
Okay.
You can do the silicone implants, which is what this guy got, where they just stick them in the sides. There's a fat transfer where you can take fat from another part. And again, that most of these are girth. The only one that...
Oh, yeah, how could they even lengthen your...
So the only one that lengthens it, besides the one where you cut the ligament, is they take the tip of your finger. You cut off the tip of your finger.
What?
And then they call it the VY advancement. They, you know... Anyway, they cut the tip of your penis, and you insert the tip of your finger, and that's how you
makes it longer. Yeah.
That's how you lengthen it.
Weird.
So that's the only lengthening procedure. Everything else is girth.
God. All right, we'll wrap it up next on the thing. Well, I'm hearing we actually gave you bonus radio today because
we're
over for the whole show.
Yes,
like the show should have been over minutes ago.
Let's talk about the different types of penile enlargement surgeries. Not that I wanted to know, but
we just keep giving you more.
Yeah, more penis.
I came hard today. I did. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.